Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we keep seeing studies that the younger generations are doing much worse when it comes to mental health than the older generations. And so the millennials and the Gen Zs, millennials were born 1980 to 1995, Gen Zs 1996 to 2010, Generation Alpha will be 2010 to 2025, which is currently, and then Beta will be 2025 on up. But those of us who are Gen Xs, we were born between 65 and 80, baby boomers 45 and 65, though we let some people in their earlier 40s, in the 1940s, call themselves baby boomers too, because they kind of changed that on individuals who thought they were baby boomers the whole time. But technically, being born before 1945, you're a traditionalist. And so we've been told, time and time again, that the millennials and the Gen Zs have worse mental health outcomes. Another study that just came out of, I think it was Sydney in Australia, looked at 30,000 adults and found people born in the 90s have poor mental health, poorer than any other previous generation. Now, what have we done right and what have we done wrong? So when you look at the prior generations versus the newer generations, okay, maybe, you know, the older generations, we used to get hit. Right? We used to get hit, belt, paddle, find a switch, make it a good one, get, you know, you go to bed without supper, finish your plate, no sex, don't be talking to us about sex, no premarital sex. If you are having sex, get out of the house, don't get pregnant, no smoking, you can't touch the alcohol, liquor cabinets locked up. The newer generations, we didn't really do that. We kind of stopped the spankings. We still have, sadly, domestic abuse and corporal punishment. But on the whole, parents started to do time out. They didn't make you finish your plate. This is what I'm serving. If you don't like it, lump it. They didn't get that. There was food choice. What would you like to eat? I'll serve what you want. We allowed them to, you know, okay, you have a boyfriend, you have a girlfriend, use a condom. They're vaping. They have much easier access to alcohol and smoking, even marijuana. So a lot of the things that the older generations did, which were horrible on mental health, we've tried to reverse and correct. Yet mental health is worse now. So what are we doing right and what are we doing wrong? Well, the one thing we're doing right is we're identifying it more. The older generations had to feel like they had to hide it. If somebody was on Prozac back in the 90s or 80s, people were like, oh boy, okay, they must have a problem. And they're like, no, actually, I'm doing pretty well on this medicine. It's making me feel better. My wife likes me more. Maybe there's something to it. But in the older generations, if you took a medication to help your moods, you were quote-unquote crazy. Now, we're like, no, your mental health is part of your physical health. If you have trouble sleeping, you're not crazy. If you have depression, you're not crazy. We're not going to use those terms anymore. We're also not going to force you to hide your sexuality. You're LGBTQAI+, you can be open. You can have a relationship. So we've, in terms of reversing a lot of the sort of restrictions and making people hide who they are, we've overcome that. But we still have higher numbers of mental health issues, and study after study is saying the millennials and the Gen Zs have worse mental health. Now, is it that our definition is changing? I mean, for me to call myself depressed, don't think I've ever been depressed. When my father died, I just continued to work, and I remember crying about it, but not for long. You know, it still bothers me at times, but I never went into a full depression. I never really have had a panic attack. I once got a little panicky when I heard a friend of mine was dying. I felt my heart race a little bit, but I still saw patients right after. I was at work when I got the news. But on the flip side, we might call something a panic attack when you embrace it and go, you know what, I'm going to stop for a second. I'm going to take a moment. Let's just stop everything. I'm going to take it in, which might be healthier to do, but now you're actually calling it something, defining it, rather than brushing it off. I'll deal with it later. I'm going to keep working. Same thing with depression. Some people may say, I suffer from depression. Well, I kind of get sad. I'm unmotivated. But other people might not use that as their definition. So we might have actually broadened our definitions so more people have that. When older generations couldn't sleep and they would grab some alcohol, were they diagnosed with anxiety? Nowadays, when somebody's asking for sleeping aids or help, we go, do you have anxiety? Yeah, I think I do. I think about things at night and I can't sleep. Well, that's a sign of anxiety. So there's a chance that we're diagnosing it more. We're also expanding the definition to encompass things, and people are realizing, it's not called a nervous breakdown. It's called a panic attack or depression. And so we have kind of redefined things. But what are we doing wrong if we've, allowed, a lot more openness, to who we are and to who we want to be with? We've stopped the beatings, or we've tried to eliminate that from most households. We've, changed the way a lot of things are done. We have, much more welfare and money and aid for people who need it. They could choose to not go to work. They could work from home. Then what might be going on? Is it that it's social media? They think their life is horrible because every time they go on social media, somebody's in Europe, somebody's skinny, somebody's dating a tight end. and the football, and maybe they're like, look, I'm never going to be Taylor Swift, or I'm never going to be Travis Kelce, or I'm never going to be, Meghan Markle or whoever. And that's who society wants us to be. No, society doesn't want you to be Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is amazing. She's an artist. We don't need to have everybody Taylor Swift. So maybe what we haven't been doing with our youth is really kind of, putting things into perspective and being more realistic about things, because all they are overwhelmed by day after day is fake. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silver.com. www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love how the media has to come up with cool names. Right? They always have to name something. And then they have to be careful because they might be misnaming it. And then they have to go through multiple names like we did with COVID. So this mysterious COVID, mysterious pneumonia that has been causing a spike in hospitalizations in China is being coined white lung syndrome. Now, many of you have not heard that. It's actually an older term. I remember hearing about that years ago. White lung syndrome was kind of alluding to what the lungs would look like on scans. Infiltrate will be white, depending on what imaging you do. But there's an opacity to it. So when you get a chest x-ray and you see the lungs look black on x-ray. and, you know, a kid will go, Mommy, your lungs are black. You got to lay off the smoking. I don't smoke, and the lungs are supposed to be black on x-ray. So the black is air. The white, you see the heart, you see the muscle, that has an opacity. The bones are very clearly white. The more opaque, the whiter it would be. But then when you have a consolidation of fluid or inflammation or pneumonia, based on where we see the less black or more of the white, we could then identify which lobe. It's really easy to identify where your pneumonia is looking at the x-ray because of where, if it's obscuring the heart border or if it doesn't obscure the heart border or where it is, because we have multiple lobes to our lungs. And so opacity, infection, infiltrate looks white. So when you hear white lung syndrome, it's a name kind of like a placekeeper before it's revealed what the true agent is. Now, mycoplasma pneumonia has been talked about as probably the cause. Mycoplasma pneumonia is community-acquired pneumonia. It's a type of pneumonia that can hit both lungs and then cause a lot of white throughout the lung fields. You have some pneumonias. It's very interesting with certain pneumonias. PCP pneumonia looks a lot different. It looks a little round and fluffier. I could tell PCP a mile away on an x-ray. It looks a lot different than a strep pneumonia. And mycoplasma pneumonia looks different too. So COVID, remember on the CT scans when they were looking at COVID and what it did to the lungs? COVID, I think it caused a honeycombing and certain other sorts of characteristics. You could tell it was a COVID pneumonia just based on where the inflammation was. And so it's fascinating how illnesses will affect us different ways. Now, I've had parents tell me, why is impetigo clear fluid and not pus? Well, impetigo, which is a staph infections could make pus. But when you get impetigo as a child, it'll make a yellow, crusty scab. And when you squeeze it, it's more clear, as opposed to frank white pus. Certain illnesses will do different things. Like yeast. Yeast may make a white discharge, whereas bacterial vaginosis may make a gray discharge. Chlamydia, gonorrhea make a yellow discharge. And so illnesses will act different. Chickenpox, the rash. Rash of chickenpox will usually start on the chest and then go out, whereas hand, foot, and mouth rashes may start on the hands, feet, mouth, and then go to the chest. Depending on where these things start, it's fascinating how certain bugs or certain illnesses will present in a different way. Well, whether we call it white lung or opacification or bilateral interstitial pneumonia or whatever they call it, the World Health Organization is saying, okay, we need some data and we need it now, which is something I've been talking about since this started. Very easy to make a spreadsheet of what's going on. Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, a World Health Organization epidemiologist, said the agency was following up with China as hospitals across the country continue to be overwhelmed. We are starting to see cases in the Netherlands. There's cases popping up in Europe. I'm expecting it by Christmas. We're going to be dealing with this in the thick of it within the coming weeks. So the spike in pneumonia is being called white lung syndrome because the way the lung damage shows up on scans. Now, we're seeing it more in children, and it has been attributed to a surge of a very common respiratory illness this time of year rather than a brand new spanking virus, a brand new spanking pathogen. Yet, because this is China, people are not able to. It's funny, I don't know when China, who, by the way, China was our ally during World War II. They helped us with American soldiers who were, you know, fleeing Japan. And, you know, it's amazing how now people are trusting anything coming out of China in terms of products, in terms of medicine, in terms of what they're saying. And it's going to take a long time for that trust to come back. But here we are. We're seeing them overwhelmed. And if they're saying, guys, nothing to see here, just typical winter, you know, cold winter infections. Yeah, the rest of the world is not buying it. They want to know. And as I said, our hospitals are always overwhelmed in the winter. And that's just the way it is. We always have flu, colds, strep, pneumonia, stroke, heart attacks. That's why there's a lot of discussions on getting your flu shot to help prevent heart attacks and stroke, because flu will increase your risk of heart attack and stroke. So that's why it's recommended get vaccinated for things that could hit you this winter, including pneumonia. But this is a little odd because this is primarily affecting the pediatric population. Right? We know about RSV. We know about pediatric pneumonias. What's different about this? So, yeah, people are a little distrustful. Did it come from a lab? Was somebody tinkering and studying it, and then things went wrong? So this white lung syndrome, it doesn't mean fungus. It doesn't mean asbestosis. It doesn't mean silicosis. All right, right now, we are kind of leaning towards mycoplasma pneumonia, but again, we need more data. So the fact that the pediatric hospitals are reporting 7,000 admissions per day, the largest hospital in Tianjin, a province on the coast near Beijing, has allegedly been getting 13,000 sick children through its doors daily. This is not typical cough, cold, winter season sort of bugs. And as I said before, our pediatric hospital infrastructure is not there. We have fantastic pediatric hospitals. We have fantastic specialists, but pediatric hospitals are still far and few between if this is what we are going to be dealing with. And so the World Health Organization had gotten a lot of criticism because they didn't oversee what happened when COVID hit. And COVID, we believe, started in August of 2019 or the summer of 2019 for it to get to the level that it did by the fall and winter of 2019 and then coming to America in the fall and winter of 2019 until it was overwhelming us by January. We're looking at a very similar scenario from the timeline, which means we could be in for a lot of hurt December, January, which is usually the time it takes for something that's more widespread in China to get to America. And the fact that we're starting to see this surge and spike in Europe means we probably got 4 weeks. Actually, we don't have 4 weeks. We need to be preparing now. So how to prepare? Well, one is we need to know what the hell it is. And if it's something that we can vaccinate for, we vaccinate for. If it's something we don't have a vaccine for, we need to make sure our kids are protected, and we need to make sure our hospitals are ready. In terms of kids, make sure they're not eating crap. You know, they don't need to be drinking eggnog and just eating comfort food right now. I know it's cold. Make sure they're getting their vitamins in. You know, their chicken soup, their vegetables. Make sure they're sleeping well. Make sure that you have good ventilation. If kids are sick at school, as I said, take a longer winter break. Stupid to just have a two-week winter break when summer is 3 months long. If a bunch of people are getting sick at school, talk to the teachers about homeschooling. Talk to the school districts about if this is going to come our way and we are going to have thousands of pediatric hospitalizations, are we going to be able to do a hybrid and figure out how to keep our kids away from school just long enough to pass this wave until we figure out what the hell is going on? I'm not saying schools need to lock down or shut down, but we should be having a plan. We saw what happened when we didn't have a plan with COVID, and there was no rhyme or reason to what we were doing. But anybody who's sick, don't go to school. You'll study from home. So we need to start preparing for this because we are going to get hit with this. White lung syndrome. It's basically a type of pneumonia. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. One congressman says the president needs to have his mental capability tested. GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the key to improving national security. In a social media post, he emphasized the urgency of reforming the asylum and parole systems due to illegal migration. McConnell insists on meaningful policy changes at the southern border before considering any supplementary national security legislation in the Senate. The U.S. ships fired on near Yemen were not actually the intended targets, according to Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Brad, who was our producer, and GCN Network, who takes care of the show and allows us all to listen. Very, very appreciative. So some of you have wondered what's been going on with that quote-unquote delete that comment that allegedly came out of the NIAID, or the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, when it was in regards to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So this is what I know, and my source is Vanity Fair. And Vanity Fair has talked about some email shenanigans that might have happened in regards to a surveyor's concern of safety in the Wuhan Institute of Virology lab, and where some of the, shall we say, report was edited or maybe censored to not worry those who were working with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So what we're being told by Vanity Fair is back in October of 2017, so before the COVID pandemic, a U.S. health official from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to take a look at some of the work in progress that I think we were collaborating on. Now, the Wuhan Institute of Virology is a leading research institute, and they were putting the finishing touches on China's first biosafety level 4 lab, BSL-4. These BSL-4 labs would operate with the highest safeguards and be able to allow the world and countries to join together to study some of the world's most lethal pathogens. Many Western governments supported such a partnership with China. France helped design the facility. Canada started sending virus samples. And in the U.S., we gave grant money through EcoHealth Alliance to help fund their coronavirus research. Remember, we were so worried about SARS because of what happened with the outbreak in 2002 to 2003. So the funding that America was starting to use to partner with some projects at the Wuhan Institute of Virology allowed funding for this NIAID official who worked out of the U.S. Embassy in Beijing to get to tour the lab. It's a female. Her goal was to facilitate cooperation between American and Chinese scientists. Now, it does allow you to, I mean, if you have a country that's, you know, locking their doors, no media, censoring everything, one way to get a glimpse in is, well, we're going to partner on this. So you get to peek at the lab. Now, did she get to peek in every single room and every single cupboard? I don't know. But Vanity Fair got emails, and the NIAID official told her superiors that she had interviewed a technician there, and the technician was the one who guided her through the lab. The lab had not been fully operational at the time, and one of the reasons for the struggles is they didn't have enough expertise among the staff. According to the technician in this email, being the first BSL-4 lab or P4 lab in the country, they have to learn everything from zero or from scratch. They rely on those scientists who have worked at P4 labs outside China to train the other scientists how to operate. Makes sense. But they weren't ready. They didn't have the staff. She also learned, which really alarmed her, that researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology planned to study Ebola, but Chinese government restrictions prevented them from importing samples. So because they couldn't import live samples of Ebola, they were considering using a technique to reverse genetics to engineer Ebola in the lab using CRISPR technology. Now, hearing that China would recreate Ebola in a lab made people nervous. And the official cautioned, quote, "I don't want the information, particularly using reverse genetics to create viruses, to get out, which would affect the ability of our future information gain. Hence, it would impair the collaboration that the National Institutes of Infectious Disease and the Wuhan Institute of Virology had." So, 1 year earlier, the U.S. Department of Energy had warned other agencies, including NIAID's parent agency, the National Institute of Health, that advanced genetic engineering techniques could be misused for malign ends and for bad stuff. The Energy Department had developed a classified proposal to ramp up safeguards against the possibility and develop tools to better detect evidence of genetic engineering. The proposal was not implemented in its suggested form. There was this battle between the agencies, and Vanity Fair got wind of it. On January 10, 2018, this NIAID official prepared her official trip report for the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, and she wrote to colleagues, "I was shocked to hear what he, the guy, said about reverse engineering Ebola. I also worry the reaction of people in Washington when they read this. The technician is only a worker, not a decision maker or principal investigator. So how much we should believe what he said, I don't feel comfortable for broader audience within the government circle. It could be very sensitive. So F. Gray Handley, who was the NIAID's Associate Director for International Research Affairs, agreed with what she said and said, quote, as we discussed, delete that comment. So this delete that comment came from that. Do we bring up that they are considering playing around or making Ebola on their own? On January 19th, the U.S. Embassy in Beijing issued a sensitive but unclassified cable that included concerning details from the tour. It said that the Institute scientists themselves had noted the serious shortage of appropriately trained technicians and investigators needed to safely operate. So if you have a technician that doesn't know how to safely operate in a bio lab where you use the gloves and you have these airtight areas and how to transfer things without contaminating, etc., then if you have individuals that don't know how to do that, they can very easily contaminate or leak. Back in 2004, a couple people died in China in a lab because SARS leaked again. And I guess the head of the CDC in China got canned for it. But you don't have the average person volunteering to work in these labs because lab leaks and contamination apparently is nothing new. So if you don't have enough staff, that's concerning. Now, the lab was designed to safely research Ebola, natural or man-made, but rather than making it, you know, you can't bring it in. And so the NIAID official feared that the training and staff challenges combined with their interest in reverse engineering Ebola would spark alarm. And so, as you know, Ebola during the 14 to 16, killed 11,300 people. So it made people concerned. So rather than, I guess, having this come out, they shielded the technician's remarks and might not have been included in the official report. So the biosafety of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, if it was under question back then why wasn't there more oversight? Why did we continue to work with them? Why did we continue to fund them? And so now when you're starting to look at the paper trail, you're starting to see some serious security concerns. And the lab is still operating. So, duh. We need to get our acts together. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So be careful out there. I don't know if you've seen the videos of Amazon trucks and delivery trucks getting carjacked, getting forced to stop, and then multiple people descend on it to steal packages. We know that people are losing some of their packages at home. Things get delivered, and then they're gone. But the crime is getting more and more dangerous. We see video footage of cars being driven into stores. So, you know, rather than being sly about it, we're just going to drive a car into your store, grab what we need to, and then back out and leave. Especially in places where there's no parking place. and bring the car with you. It's scary stuff out there. But we're also seeing carjackings and muggings that are dangerous as well. And I don't carry a purse. I don't like to carry a purse. Now, I don't carry cash. There's no reason to. I'll use a credit card. Now you can pay by phone. But I just don't want to be a target. And if these stores are starting to change the way you could shop to prevent shoplifting and retail theft, then you as a consumer are now a target, because as you are walking to your car with all the Christmas presents and Hanukkah presents and things like that you're buying, alcohol to make the eggnog, whatever, you're going to get hit if you haven't already. They say online shopping is growing and growing and growing. I notice when I shop, people are always coming up to me asking for money. And I want to help, but I also don't want anything I have stolen. If I hide money in the bra, last thing I need is somebody to grab in there. And it's, we do have, unfortunately, people who are in a lot of need, and we will see many of them freezing and starving, and we want to help those individuals, but we also are seeing an opportunity for crime. And many people are getting concerned that the shopping center parking lot is becoming more and more dangerous. Look at that girl from Northern Nevada that got abducted and I think killed as she went to Walmart late night. Now, Walmart is kind of going back old school in terms of trying to deter retail theft and shopping and shoplifting. Apparently, the CEOs of Target, Walgreens, Walmart have spoken out about the growing impact of retail theft and organized retail crime. Organized retail crime is where you have individuals who are deputized to go steal in bulk, bring back to the mothership, and that mothership sells them online for profit. And you don't know if some of what you're buying is hot or what. And the National Retail Federation defines this theft as the large-scale theft of retail merchandise with the intent to resell the items for financial gain. They say instead of customers sticking an item in their pocket like a pickpocket or hide it under a code, they will actually have people just storm the store, grab it, whether it's pre-delivery, post-delivery, on the shelf. They study the store. They know exactly what aisle has what. They go in, go out. Because they have strength in numbers, if they have more people than cops, I think one Walmart put a police station in there. But things are changing. And the billions of dollars that have lost, I think, according to National Retail Survey, $112 billion was lost in theft last year. Now, my concern is if people can't get their goods anymore from stores, then the easiest way to get the goods is robbing everybody in the parking lot. And, you can't always get the closest parking place. You don't want to take a handicap spot. Those are for people who are handicapped. And so when or are disabled who have the handicap permit. So anytime I park in any of these stores, it is way in the back. And I try to go shopping as rarely as possible because I hate shopping. So I'm not just shopping for one piece. Trust me, I try to go into a Walmart just for toothpaste, and no. I end up spending a couple hundred dollars, and I have toys and all sorts of stuff. So here you are, walking 2.5 minutes back to your car with a shaking, noisy, large shopping cart. And, yeah, you could get hit. So we know that many stores are trying to protect themselves. They're trying to hire more staff, lock things up. There's cameras, self-checkout lanes, Many people will go to self-checkout lanes and, oh, I didn't know it was there. I forgot to check that out. And there's a lot of, a lot of sneaky little stuff. And unfortunately, the little stuff is just as deadly to a bottom line as the big stuff, because when you have tons of people doing the little stuff, you know, a lot of this theft wasn't all organized, you know, a group of thugs going in there and stealing stuff. It was someone taking a hammer, someone taking nails. And enough people do that, it starts to cost. Not to mention it costs them to try to lock everything up. So many loss prevention officers, which is what they call them, they look at people who scan some items but leave others in the basket and try to exit the store without paying for those items. Or some people just walk by the cash registers and not scan and just walk away. Now, what does Walmart do? Well, Walmart, according to thestreet.com, will call the police. But if you live in an area where the police are like, look, what, is it under $50? Is it under $900? We're too busy. So there's other theft protection programs. Don't think you're not being watched. There's cameras everywhere. If you're straightening your bra or scratching your butt, keep in mind people are watching. And you know, I know there's a lot of memes going, look, I posted one of these memes that was funny. I found one where it said, you know, look, don't get mad at me if I don't, you know, scan all my items at self-checkout. Walmart gave me no training prior to doing this job. Well, you know, people make jokes about it, but now that self-checkout is so huge because people can't find staff to work as cashiers, there's more room for theft. And there's usually only one person watching. And that's all. And every time there's an unexpected item in the baggage area, they have to stop, look at that, and then the back is turned. So you need to be careful as a consumer. Carjacking, you know, somebody is stealing, they need to run. You're stopped at the right place at the right time. You know, I don't know what the safest thing to do is. You can't always drive freeways. You have to eventually get home. But we have a much bigger network of criminals than we ever had. And many of these individuals who are working for the mothership might actually be under some pretty significant pressure. Like they might get hurt pressure if they don't bring in the goods. And so those of us that are walking around doing our shopping, going from store to store, holding our bags, keep in mind that those could get stolen. We do see a lot of these criminals just grab and go. So hiding your credit card in a bra or tight pocket could help. But we've also seen, like we saw in Philly, some guy walking his dog at 7 o'clock at night get shot because he didn't have his wallet to let them mug him. Or they would have probably shot him anyway. Careful out there, people. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and so in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.